Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blocked Party bonus content. Thank you so much for donating to the show. This is Hellblock 9, one of the episodes where we take a look at one of Stefan's blocks. And it's just occurring to me, Stefan, when we did the main episode just now, we did not introduce ourselves on the show. We always forget to.
No, that's fine. I also just started recording on Audacity right now because I forgot. So. I started recording before I said something, so it should be okay for Dan.
Oh, I haven't been recording at all, so yeah. Maybe I should start doing that as well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to use the backup.
Fine.
So
I'm not even doing it. I'm living free. I just watch Free Solo. I'm like that guy, but with Audacity recordings.
That guy has a good personal relationship with a lot of people.
What a psycho. We can talk about that in a sec. Let's bring on our guest. He is a returning guest, a fan favorite, very funny stand-up comedian. You may have seen him you may have seen him on the most recent season of Rami. Gavin Matz is here. Hi Gavin.
Hi guys. Wow, fan favorite.
Yeah,
were you clapping for just like finding that out? That was sort of
yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I just clap for a shit that I never knew before. Tell me another fact.
Oh, what's a good fact I've learned recently?
Ooh,
I got a good one for you.
Okay, yeah.
The only album since Michael Jackson's Thriller to be the number one selling album in America 2 years in a row was Adele's 21.
I knew that, so I'm not.
Yeah, he already knew that.
Sorry. So, yeah, I tried to go.
Another fact.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
I got one.
Okay, you go.
So you have stalagmites and stalactites. Stalactites, they have a C in them. They're coming from the ceiling. Stalagmites have a G in them. They're coming up from the ground. You know that already?
I took geology in high school. You know, I really want to clap. I just know so much.
God damn it.
Okay, here we go. Did you know that the Q in Q-tip stands for quality?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, there it is.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought it was QAnon.
Those guys have sort of fallen off recently.
Yeah.
Tip of the iceberg.
That's the name of their, like... Crime Stoppers call-in line. That's the Q-tip line. So if you have information about
Dan, do you have a fact? Do you have a fact that Gavin doesn't know?
I don't have a right nut.
just a smattering applause.
Yeah, Dan doesn't have a ball. He's missing one.
That is true. Have we talked about that on here before?
I don't think so.
I think you guys just assume that it makes me uncomfortable to talk about it, so you never bring it up.
Yeah.
You're missing it? Like it was lost?
It was
or
removed.
You got it? Oh, okay. Because that's different than if your ball was like, peace.
Well, it's kind of what happened, yeah.
But okay. You've explained it to me before, but I still don't quite get what happened exactly. You said that it was like a dead nut, right?
My understanding is it went back up inside of your body and then came out your ass, right? You pooped it out. You pooped out your nut.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
Okay.
I pooped it right out.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even let me keep it.
Did it look like poop or did it look like a nut? Did it look like a nut
that was poop?
It was
like a little bit of both, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It had some. It was just a nut that had some poop on it?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a brown, like, slimy nut.
I have a question.
Yeah, yeah.
What did it taste like? Because when you tasted it, did it taste more like poo, or did it taste more like nut?
Well, I'd never tasted poo before, but I'd tasted nut before, and it didn't taste anything like nut. So I would have to say
you never. Okay.
Is it because it was a dead nut? That's how the doctor knew the nut was bad. He tasted it. And yeah. He was like, this doesn't taste like a regular nut.
This is dead. This is definitely not alive.
This is a dead nut. Yeah.
That's why there's like, only one specialist in Vancouver. You have to just go in and he just gives it a little taste. That's the only way you can tell if a nut's alive or dead.
Well, yeah. The scientific name isn't dead nut. It's spoiled. The nut is spoiled.
So how does that how does a nut die? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. I guess it's the same way. Like if you cut off all the oxygen to your finger, then it would like die and fall.
Oh, so you had you put like a rubber band around your ball sack.
Well, no, I didn't. I don't know how it happened, but essentially
were you in pain? Like, was it in like a lot of pain? And then you're like, oh, this has to come out.
No, they noticed when I went in, I got like an ultrasound for a hernia.
Okay.
And they noticed it.
I'm laughing. What if you went in for like strep throat and they're like, let's check this guy's ball.
Honestly, this looks like the type of strep throat that's caused by dead nut.
Yeah. You guys, I have a hunch. I'm Dr. Sean Murphy. Hello, I'm Dr. Sean Murphy. From the good doctor. That's my good doctor impression.
I like that.
You know what? I've started seeing commercials because I've been watching football playoffs on DAZN, which is like the Canadian or like British streaming service for like sports and shit. And I haven't watched commercials in 2 years, right? Because you don't really watch TV that much. But there's all these CTV commercials for the good doctor. And I'm very excited that's the best part of watching the Super Bowl on CTV is all of the ads for the CTV shows that you get to see, right? So I know the good doctor, but only through that. I don't know if Sean Murphy is in that commercial. I don't think he is.
Is that the main guy?
Is he the main guy?
Norman
he's in there.
Bates.
Okay.
Freddie Highmore?
Yeah, Freddie Highmore. You know, the lack of the how we don't see commercials enough anymore, like we don't see them at all, is actually a detriment to us as human beings living in a capitalist state, because we see less commercials. So they're finding other ways to fuck with us. So I think if we went back to commercial watching, like, you know, life would be pretty sick.
Yeah. And a lot of the commercials are for like good products and stuff that you could buy. Right. And products maybe you need even. Right. So I'm missing out on all these products, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's a good point. Yeah. I haven't bought toilet paper in months because I haven't seen an ad for it. So are they still making it? I don't even know.
There's only one company that does commercials for toilet paper, right? It's the Bears, right?
Charmin.
Is there another toilet paper company that does commercials?
I feel like all of them are just like, yeah, you're going to find this. You're going to need it.
No,
so
all the other toilet papers are like, yeah, you've seen the Bear commercials, but you're too poor to get that one. So here's what's up with us. Here's one ply, you broke bitch.
Yeah, their whole advertising strategy is, we'll be beside the Bear commercial one, and it's $10 cheaper for a bag.
You ever buy some one ply and you're like, damn, when they start putting metal shards in toilet paper?
The one, like, right, it's you're, I mean, I know you're making like a fun joke about that, but like the one ply toilet paper, it's like, it is like very bad for your asshole for sure, right?
Oh yeah, it doesn't feel good at all.
Like, it does it shreds it up 100%. Yeah, you know, I mean, John famously has a bidet. Do you have a bidet, Gavin?
No.
Because, I mean, John, do you want to explain the benefits of a bidet to Gavin? It feels like maybe...
I mean, it's just, it's like, you know...
I've used a bidet.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So just imagine the most comfortable toilet paper. Yeah, you probably used it at my house.
No, I would never use another person's bidet, but I've used, like, public bidets. But for some reason...
Where is there a public bidet? You mean, like, in a hotel?
Like, I've traveled, man. But, like, for some reason, it's like, oh, a public bidet in Japan seems, oh, yeah, I'll use that, but I won't use somebody at someone's house where it's just, like, you know, someone that I know is getting their asshole, like, reamed out daily, just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's a good, it's a good way to live, dude.
I know. I feel like I would get one, but... I'm a classic old school guy.
You're a classic old school TP guy. Yeah. I mean, I've been going with the brand that has the pillow on it, the little cartoon pillow, yeah. You know?
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's Pure X, I believe.
I think that's Pure X, yeah. And then there's the one with the little kitten on it, the little white Scotty's, fluffy kitten. Scotty's is the pillow one, I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Charmin is the bear one. There's a lot of different brands. The Whole Foods bamboo brand sucks too. Okay.
Yeah, I can't do that. Those are too harsh on my ass.
I like a baby wipe, and I use a baby wipe after I use toilet paper.
Okay.
So you
just like double down,
and it like gets all the toilet paper out
the paper
of
off
too.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
But I don't use the men wipes. Did you ever see these?
They're dude wipes.
Dude wipes. I'm like, dude, just get the baby wipe. Like, you're not fooling anybody. We know what it is.
Yeah, it's like how they have like condoms for guys. You know what I mean? This is the guy's condom. You know, you just need the store brand one. You know?
The baby condom. Just use the baby condom. You know what it is.
I love the joke condoms.
Oh yeah, those are always nice.
Yeah,
like when you get someone the pack of like the little tiny. Like, that's always, like, a good dollar store gag gift or whatever. It's like, hey, I got you a pack of condoms, and it's all, like, they're...
It's all the tiny ones,
The size of, like, a button.
This is a great joke gift. I definitely can't use these, you know?
Yeah, you got a small dick. Yeah, I'm definitely going to throw these in the garbage as soon as you leave. Yeah,
you know what I use to wipe my ass only is the novelty toilet paper with Osama bin Laden's face on it.
Ooh. You know?
I
bought 100 rolls off of Kid Rock. Where he had Radiohead on the toilet paper rolls, and then
is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's in one of the Kid Rock videos. He sits down to take a shit, and then he's got toilet paper, and the toilet paper just says Radiohead on it like hundreds of times, and then he wipes his ass with it. And I guess he bought way too many for the video shoot, so I got 100 rolls off of eBay. Really good deal, actually.
Okay, yeah. Evan, do you have a novelty toilet paper that you prefer?
No. No, I don't.
That's okay. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I did have one, but I don't want to say his name anymore because he's out of office.
Oh yeah. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, it's, you know, we can cut that part out.
Yeah. You guys could do a whole episode without me. I mean, sure, saying fan favorite off the top maybe probably spiraled me a little. And now I'm
But we've done that. We've done that before too. We've done an episode sort of. You know, it's been. Oh no, wait a second. No, that was the no. Well, I don't. You know, have we ever specifically referred to the lost episode on the show before?
I think we have.
Yeah, I think the last time I did it.
Yeah, we talked about. Yeah, I think we because we brought Gavin back, and then we talked about the lost episode. So
yeah, which Dan listened to yesterday.
Yeah, Dan, what was your opinion of the lost episode? For those of you who are maybe new to this, we tried to do a combined episode with both Gavin Matz and Chris James on it, and it didn't go well. We'll just say that it didn't go quite well. One of Gavin or Chris got mad. I will let you decide which one of them you think it was who got mad. But Dan,
I'll admit I got mad. It wasn't me.
Dan, you listened to it. What can you give us a not even a rundown, but just what was your general feel while you listened?
What was the
to
vibe?
It?
What was the vibe of the episode?
It went from awkward to funny, and back to awkward, and then back to funny again. Overall, I would say I understand why we can't release it, but I really wish we could release it because it was very, very funny to me.
Just vibes.
I mean, Gavin, you would be fine with us releasing it, I think, probably, right?
No, I don't give a... I don't care about anything.
Okay. Well, so maybe one day. Maybe one day. God damn.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll see. That can be like a Patreon goal, maybe, or something like that. Maybe we'll release it one day, and I'm sure Chris will be fine with it, and we won't ask. But I'm sure we can just assume he'll be good with it. So
I think
he'll
be
fine
with it. Yeah,
he won't hear this conversation ever. So
no, definitely not. Yeah, and that's the nice part about it. You could definitely.
Yeah, well,
he might
because this episode is. I mean, it's a hell block. This episode is sort of. I mean, I don't.
Well,
wanna,
people
I don't
can
spoil
see the title
much.
Of the episode.
They can see the title
Stefan,
of the episode.
So
this episode is about. Chris You know, I mean, we'll get to it later, but he hit me with a block this week.
Yeah.
And he was genuinely very pissed off at me. So, you know, I was a little shook up, but we'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. God damn. Gavin, I got to say, you look great. You look very good.
Thanks.
I love the sweater. I love the toque. Are you still calling it a toque? That's a
it's a New West Hayek shirt.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I call it a toque. It's a toque. I spread the good word of the toque.
That's good. That's good.
You know, I got some lettuce too.
Yeah, you've grown really long here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's for your feature film roles upcoming.
That's what my ego said to me when I was thinking about cutting it. my ego was like, nah, because no film stars have short hair. They just cut their hair short for roles. And I was like, damn, that's true. And so I kept my hair long. But yeah, so if you see me with long hair, you know that it came from a place of ego.
I mean, good. With good reason, I think.
Yeah.
It
does look very
well. And you're young. Like I can't, my hairline, like I can grow my hair long, but it's never coming back down. You know, it used to be down here and now it's up here. So it's not going great for me. And Stefan, you've talked before about how you're wearing the strap back and how that's just like a window to your receding hairline.
It's not good. And I'm trying to grow my hair out a little bit and it's like, but I have Gavin, you have like, I would say like lustrous hair, you know?
Lustrous.
Yeah, it's pretty thick.
Yeah,
I never heard that adverb to describe it, but I love it.
It's definitely not an adverb,
but for sure, good way of describing.
Okay, John. Okay, I guess this half a teacher knows about adverbs.
Half a teacher. Yeah. I do know about adverbs. Yeah, I have an English degree as well.
Okay.
But you got your hair does the thing where it you know wings out at the back.
Yeah, the wings
sides.
Are good. I used to have that back in my day.
I don't have that. I have to kind of like make it happen. It's because my hair is so fine and so like thin, you know. So
yeah, it's not great. I just sent John a chat and I said sorry.
I mean, that's nice of you to apologize, but it's totally fine. I don't care.
That's what he replied to me. He said it's totally fine.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Stefan, the thing is, Stefan, you don't actually usually like directly insult me on the show, but you do things that absolutely piss me off way worse than like just being insulted.
Yeah,
like, I would almost rather just insult me.
I was going to bring that up to Gavin is one thing we're doing this year. Do you know Muncher, the new ghost from Ghostbusters? Did you see Muncher?
He's
like, if you search Muncher on Twitter, he'll come up. And what we're doing in 2021 is anytime
what we are doing in 2021.
Okay, what me and Dan are doing is anytime John posts, reply to him with just a picture of Muncher. And I thought it'd be kind of like a fun little bit to do, you know, harmless. But I know it's the type of thing that will just like infuriate John.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. It will. I would rather you call me half a teacher and we could just end it right there. But you're like, no,
whoa.
Please personally bother him for life.
Whoa. But first, I do want to say that, you know, you poke fun at the guys and then the people listening are like, oh, look at this camaraderie. And then that kind of brings them in to the companionship that we kind of all share. And then it makes them have a better listening experience.
That's true. Like if when we're like lightly roasting each other, you know, it makes them feel like they're sort of hanging out with us, right?
No, I don't think that's right.
And then they're sitting alone and they're like, haha, John, you bitch. They say that. They say that.
I do think a lot of people think that when they listen to this show. I do think that is a common sentiment. So I have no choice but to accept, you know, whatever. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
I just won't be able to do tweets anymore. So,
John, when you're at the top, people are always going to come for you and they're going to drop a Muncher reply.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know what it's like once I get to the top. I'm still at base camp, I think, but you know,
base camp is like very far up though. Like people think base camp is like at the base, but like, you know, you look at like Mount Everest or whatever, that's still like what? That's still like 16,000 feet up, right?
Yeah.
And let me just say, to get to base camp, think about all the preparation that goes into that. You
Absolutely.
Know, years of training, finding a Sherpa, finding a translator for the Sherpa.
Yeah.
You know,
the money required. I mean, it's expensive to get there too, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't just start at base camp. So Yeah.
That's what they always say about podcasters. You got to be rich to start podcasting. It's exactly the same shit. That's what I was trying to say. Like, I was trying to say that we are at base, like Basecamp is still good, but we're not at the top, you know?
No. Yeah.
We're not Joe Rogan. We're not, Spotify's not giving us $10 million a year.
No, but we have COVID.
We don't.
You guys have COVID?
Yeah, we have COVID. We got COVID for a Patreon episode, damn, not this one.
Damn, I got the vaccine.
I saw that. I saw, man.
How did that even happen? I'm a 35-year-old teacher, and I'm not going to get it until July. You're a 24-year-old guy who lives on a couch.
Wow. No, what the hell? I have a room, bro.
I know you're sitting in your room as I say that.
Yeah, no, someone hit me up on Instagram. And they're like,
what does that even mean? What does that even mean? Someone hit me up on Instagram and I got the vaccine.
Where did you get the vaccine? Like, where was it, like an official?
In Bushwick? Yeah. Official, like, vaccination site.
Damn. So, yeah, because in New York, they're like, wasn't the whole thing that they were like, oh, we're giving this to the hospitals, and like, if they don't use them, we're going to like fine them $1 million. But they're making it like really hard for them to actually use them. So now is it kind of like they're trying to just get rid of as many as possible?
Yeah. Somebody was working at a site and was like, they slid in and they're like, do you want to get vaccinated? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, okay, there's like some openings because there are cancellations and they have to get rid of them by the end of the day. So then I went to the site and I waited like an hour and a half. And then at 6:30, which is the time it closes, the person got me in and then like took my phone, signed it all up. And then I got the vaccination. I get the second one February 12th. Yeah, God, so damn. I got vaccinated off clout.
Where's my fucking, see, I'm not even at base camp. I can't even get a fucking, I'm at five different schools every week with strange kids coughing in my face and I can't get it. So where's That's my crazy. Clout? Someone, if you have clout and you want to give some to me, if you have vaccine clout, hook me up.
Yeah, but I think Cuomo is like starting to crack down on it. And so, like, I'm kind of worried. I like if they can like track that I got it when I shouldn't have.
Well, he's not a patron, so this is behind a paywall.
I think you're good. You're safe.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do a classic American thing where they will like ban you from getting the booster. Like you're like, I've already got one, but they're like, oh no, we're shutting it down. You're gonna stay at 60% effective or whatever.
That's fine. I don't care. I'll stay at that. But I've just been having like night terrors. Like, you know, I haven't been able to sleep. I just keep having this vision of Cuomo kicking down my door and beating my ass.
Didn't he, he released like a book like last May or whatever. It was like how I got COVID under control. This is like 9 months ago or whatever. And like, yeah. I mean, it's a little premature, I think. Right.
Like, well, and he never had it under control. New York was bad from the start. It was like one of the worst places on earth for a while there.
You know how like the Justice League, like there's like the Snyder Cut. What if there's like, yo, release the book edit, like the long edit. Yo, give me that long edit of the book.
would it be like a foreword or an afterword that's just like, well,
just
I was
more
wrong.
Words in all of the places.
Yeah.
It's just a PDF. It's just the original manuscript.
It's the first draft. There's comma places everywhere.
Yeah.
He got an Emmy. He got like an honorary Emmy for all of his like daily like TV briefings, I think. Too.
Oh my God.
Like
it's kind of like Fauci winning like Guardian of the Year or whatever. Like,
okay, but don't you guys think it's pretty crazy for a straight white male to get an Emmy in 2020?
I agree.
Wait,
totally.
Who do you think should have been the Guardian of the Year, John?
Well, I think it's like kind of based on the premise that like Fauci probably would have done a good job if Trump didn't like prevent him from doing a good job. But when your country has had more like the worst COVID statistics of any country, how could you be the Guardian of the Year? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I'll tell you who wasn't the Guardian of the Year. Dan's right nut.
That's a really good callback.
Great callback. No better way to tie a bow on that opening section. So we'll just move on to our social media.
Well, like
media.
Dan tied a bow on his nut. And that's why it died.
Yeah.
Was that a callback? Because that was like too soon to be a call. Like, I feel
no,
like you have to have
fine.
A bit
no,
of a
it was still a callback to like
refractory
the original
period. Yeah.
It was more of a tag.
But yeah, because we'll I was more, I feel like I was tagging on to Gavin's callback, you know, like he reminded me of it. So, you know what? I'm sorry, Gavin. We can cut that out.
No,
I feel
don't
awful.
Don't be sorry. John is frustrated, I think.
No, speaking of tags, Dan's right nut will always be it.
Well,
that's a bit of a thinker because it's out of his nut sack and his left nut will never be able to catch it. So his left nut will always be it. I fucked it up. Anyway.
Or maybe if that might be better if it was hide and seek.
Yeah.
But we said tag, so I was just trying to make it happen, you know?
Dan's left nut that survived has a bunch of skin tags on it. And speaking of tags, is that true, Dan?
Of hide and seek.
Yeah?
No.
It's not. Okay. It's not true? Sorry, Dan.
Speaking of hide and seek, Dan's left nut is never going to find his right nut. Is that what we were going for?
Sure.
Do you guys know that Jason Voorhees has never killed a homosexual?
Is that... I didn't know that. Then that's a callback. That's a
that
callback.
That was a good callback. That was a good callback.
Because he has bad gaydar.
Oh my god. I'm glad we vaccinated you. You know what? I'll be the first one to say it. I'm glad you got it. I think it's great. I think the earth keeping you is a good decision, and I'm glad for it.
Well, now I'm like, COVID's not going to kill me, so I started smoking.
You're just so
like,
cocky
fuck,
coming out of the vaccination station, chain smoking.
Just chain smoking, no mask.
Okay, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a good segue.
Boy, was it smooth.
Stefan and John
are gonna bring you the news. Prepare for a feast of rarefied takes. Terrible tweets from verified greats. They'll bring their personal feed to ya with an update on their
social
media.
Gavin, we always like to start with the guests. What's going on your social media?
Oh man, okay, my update, it's not my own update. I always forget how this segment works, but
you can do whatever you want.
It's fine. Yeah,
it can be something you said or saw.
Okay, my update is Ice-T. He tweeted like a god level tweet the other day. He said, the people that follow me daily on Twitter don't know it, but they've actually been involved in a master class.
Did he have a photo? Like, was there a photo too? Or yeah.
Yeah, there's a photo of him looking down and he has a hat on.
I love Ice-T's Twitter so much.
He's incredible. He's one of the only good celebrity posters and one of the only good celebrities on Cameo as well. Like he's so fucking good at it. And he's a gamer as well. There's one that he posted a while back where it's a picture of him playing Fallout 4. In the hospital waiting room while his wife gives birth. And like, that was like the caption as well. And he's like a very proud gamer. It's, he fucking
he's
kicks
like
ass.
45 hours in. This is the longest labor ever. Thank God.
Do you agree though that he's given you like a masterclass, Gavin?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know it.
I mean, this is just like from the last day. He has like five great tweets. Ice cold fact. Whenever someone tells you easier said than done, tell them everything is easier said than done.
And that's a new. Yes, that's new for.
That's
or
an
was
ice
it,
cold fact, though.
Is that was you're clapping because that's a new fact or because it was very like profound or.
Oh, no. Oh, it's an ice cold fact. You got to clap for those.
For the ice cold facts. Okay.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice cold facts.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Other stuff.
Okay. John, anything else there?
Yeah, he's got another one where he says, don't come on my page talking shit, then get butt hurt when I reply. Diamond emoji, picture of himself in black and white with his arms, with his hands folded. Like he's about to kill the
Damn.
Person.
Butt hurt is kind of dated.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit.
It's Ice-T, you know? He also did one where he just wrote receipts explosion emoji and he has 2,229 accounts blocked.
He does quote tweet people a lot too. Like he'll get very personal with people.
Oh yeah.
He's got one where he quote tweets someone and says, "I was going to diss you, but then I looked at your pick and the damage is already done." I mean, to hear that from Ice-T, that hurts.
I think my favorite Ice-T tweet will be like the day after he gets pegged for the first time.
What's he going to post?
"Whoa, sorry, butthurt rocks."
Yeah, he's I'm he just goes caught up in
"Oh,
this.
I didn't
so
know
good.
All that was back there."
His ass?
Yeah.
He said, this is another good one. "It's funny when new people only know me from SVU and have no fucking idea about this Ice." And then it's just like a picture of him in a bandana and sunglasses.
What if someone from who knew him from SVU saw that and they're like, "Oh my god, I didn't know about this Ice."
I think that's exactly what he was saying. Yeah, I mean, I love Ice-T. He's the best. We got to get him on. I like he. We should have him on.
That would be incredible. Yeah. I have one more very good post from him, which is. Okay. He says, "Message to Amazon, now that you have regular people making your home deliveries, maybe they should wear a vest with Amazon delivery on it. I almost shot a motherfucker creeping up to my crib last night, just saying." Then someone named Maggie Morris quote tweeted him and said, "Crazy idea. If you've ordered something and you see someone walking towards your house with a package and you know that Amazon hires plainclothed people to deliver their packages, maybe don't shoot them." And then Ice-T quoted her and said, "Here's a crazy idea. Mind your business, bitch." So
he is definitely not afraid to personally insult people,
anyone, yeah,
and be really mean to them.
Yeah,
and I have no choice but to respect it.
Man, I don't know what my social media update is, because Gavin, we just recorded an episode with Nick Nemiroff right before this.
Nice.
And I sort of used up my good social media update there to get people to reply to John with pictures of Muncher. So I think for this one, man, I don't even know. You know what? I saw a post the other day, a screen grab of an article, and it's speaking of delivery guys, it's like a DoorDash guy, and he's like got like a McDonald's bag, and he's out front in front of someone's hedge, and he's like eating from the bag. And the headline is, "McDonald's customer enraged as delivery boy cancels her order and eats it right outside her home." So yeah. I mean, it's just a funny thing that I saw online. And John, isn't that what social media updates are all about? John, what's your social media update?
Oh my God.
I do love the DoorDash dudes. You like do an order and then it's like the restaurant's like, "Hey, they came and picked it up." And then the DoorDash dude just eats it. Like, I think that rocks. They get to do that all the time. I respect it, honestly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they deal with a lot of bullshit. So. John, what are your thoughts on the thing that I said about the McDonald's guy eating, the delivery guy eating the McDonald's? Any thoughts on that? He's so mad at me. He's so mad at me about the Muncher thing. You know mm-hmm. what? Okay. What, how about this, John? You can get back at me right now. What do you want people to reply to me with?
Oh
how about
my
that?
God. Fuck off.
Come
I don't
on.
Even have time.
No, no, no.
No, I don't play. I'm not stooping to your level. This
you
isn't
can stoop
what
to
I,
my level.
I don't want to. I'm not going to be like, "Hey,
5'9" and a half. You can stoop to my level.
Yeah, it hurts my back, but I can do it. It's just like
my back is broke.
I'm just, you don't even check your mentions, and your mentions are already much worse than the problem is for me is that I don't get that many mentions. So like, if that just starts showing up in my mentions, it will be very obvious and I will see you get lots of posts all the time. There's nothing I could do to have the same effect on you.
I love like internet comments. That should have been my update, is that I read every single internet comment on every video.
I've seen on your story that you'll like reply to people, which I love. I mean, you've talked about, yeah, but like you get into it.
Oh man, I'll fight with people. I'll go back and forth. I don't care how I look. It's sick to me.
you get like very like shit. Very like personal and very mean with them, which I love.
Yeah, I'll be mean sometimes.
Did you have a good one recently, right?
Oh, I think, but I would have to like go and look. I would have to go and look. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
What is this bottle you're drinking out of, Stefan? It looks like a soap bottle.
It's a water bottle.
Yeah. It's just a weird shape.
It looks like a freaking lamp.
Yeah, it does look like a lamp.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it for Christmas.
Okay.
This man's drinking out of a lamp.
Maybe that could... Hey, how about that, John? You know what? Gavin just got one for you there. Maybe everyone can reply that I'm drinking out of a lamp whenever I post. He's in such a bad mood today. He's so
I'm not
pissy.
Even in a bad mood. I'm not. I just... this is just not relevant to me because there's nothing I could do here that would have the same effect unless
The lamp thing would piss me off, John. I'm being honest here. If people tweeted at me and said that I drink from a lamp, I would lose my fucking mind.
You are such a piece of shit. Yeah, whatever. Fine, everyone. Tweet at Stefan that he drinks from a lamp. Fuck.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Go comment mean things on my YouTube videos of me.
Yeah, and while you're at it, go watch Gavin stand up and make pointed comments about it on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, go watch the newest set that just came out on Comedy Central. I'm not plugging. This is just I'm telling you to go comment.
Yeah, Just do a bit. Do a bit.
Do a bit.
It's fine.
It's a bit. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll do my social media update now, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, go please. We've been waiting. I love you.
I love you too, Gavin. We do go way back, Gavin. It's nice. I remember when you first got started in stand-up. You were just a precious
little
guy.
Okay, let's do the social media update.
Okay, so this one just kind of happened as we were recording. Gavin, you're a hockey fan, and I know some of our listeners are as well. Tony D'Angelo, I think we've talked about him on the show before. He is a defenseman for the New York Rangers who is also a racist, Trump-loving piece of shit. He was suspended twice in junior hockey for using racial slurs directed at an opponent. I think actually one was a guy on his own team, then one was an opponent, if I remember correctly. And I think we played that interview with his dad where his dad said that he uses the racial slurs every day around the house and it's not a big deal. But in any case, Tony D'Angelo...
I love talking about it like it's underage drinking. Yeah, he's going to have a beer or two. It's fucking...
Yeah, he's a kid. We use this language all the time, every day, every day.
That's literally what the interview was. And
yeah,
he was,
it
like,
was so
defending
dumb.
His kid. Yeah,
he's such a moron. Anyway, so yeah, he's like a MAGA hat wearing guy. He's tried to start a podcast. He quit Twitter and joined Parler, and then Parler got shut down. So now he has what has been identified as a burner account. But Tony D'Angelo is also a very dumb person. So people have kind of picked out that this is his burner account. He made it New York Rangers fan, NYR fan, and then a bunch of numbers after. And he's been just name searching Tony D'Angelo and responding to people being like, Tony D'Angelo's cool, whatever. So he has actually pinned a tweet where even his pinned tweet is, I'm not Tony D'Angelo. He says, for the record, since for some reason people keep saying this, I'm not Tony D'Angelo, just someone who's sick of him being criticized by people who know nothing about the game of hockey. And that is his pinned tweet, and it has been retweeted 530 times and has 314 replies. So people have found out that this is him, and because he's so dumb, they are doing different things to convince him that they know that it's him. So, for example, our friend Nathan, at NathanCSN, just literally tweeted a screen cap of random code. Like, it's just...
When you like right-click and inspect element on something, and it brings up all the numbers and all that shit. It's a screen grab of that.
So he literally just did a screen grab of that, and then he wrote, Tony, I just checked the source code of your tweet. Bro, we know it's you. And then Tony immediately like went nuts, and he was like, what? This isn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sick of this shit. Yeah, like, he didn't say that, but he's like, this is not Tony D'Angelo. He's trying to get mad at people for hacking him. Someone else inspected the element and changed the Twitter name to Tony D'Angelo and took a screenshot of it. And he's like, this is hacking. I could sue you for this. And
what's funny is
that
it's also the name of his Grindr account. This is not Tony D'Angelo.
Yes,
the other thing
is
that's
definitely true.
He follows five people And like one of them is the verified NHLPA account. You know, the account that all hockey fans love to follow? The NHL Players Association.
I've never even heard. I've kind of fallen off hockey, but I've never even heard of this guy.
He's in New York. He was really good last year.
Yeah, he's good. He's been traded twice. He was drafted by the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then they traded him to Arizona for like a bag of pucks because of his character issues, and then Arizona traded him to New York for also like a pretty low amount. Or it might have been the other way around. He might have gone from Arizona to Tampa to New York. But in any case, he had already been traded twice before he played an NHL game. Because people said that he was just like a piece of shit, basically. And then the Rangers took a chance on him. And yeah, he had a really good year last year. He's not a good guy.
Hockey players have to be the dumbest athlete.
I think that's true. Yeah, I think that's definitely 100%. True.
I remember how, like, when I was younger, they'd make it seem like, oh, football players were the dumbest. But now I know that that's like racism because they all go to school for 4 years.
Yeah.
Hockey players don't go to school from like
16. They don't even go to like high school, right?
That's the big problem with hockey players is that the way that the hockey culture is set up is that you play junior hockey if you're Canadian or American. So yeah, like from the time you're 15 or 16 or even younger, if you go to like a hockey academy before that, you move away from your parents. You're essentially the king of your small town / high school that you go to. You never get checked on any behavior ever. And then you graduate to the NHL.
You're like, of course, Patrick Kane beat up a cab driver. I believe that.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. So it's very weird. And, Tony D'Angelo is, king shit of the shitheads. And I'm glad to see him getting roasted on Twitter, as always. Speaking of getting roasted on Twitter, let's move on to our Hell Block.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Blocktail, woo! No longer can see the post. It's a Blocktail, woo! You probably deserved it. It's a Blocktail.
So, Stefan, this was a crazy, speaking of hell blocks, this is kind of a personal one this week. This week was a little bit crazy for you because you got blocked by good friend of the show, Chris James. And I tend not to get involved.
A listener favorite, I would say.
He is a listener favorite, no question. I don't even think I saw this, but Stefan, tell us what it was all about.
So, we posted, we got some new sound alerts on the Twitch stream, right? We were retiring some sound alerts. We were retiring all the political sound alerts. It's a new era in politics. So we retired the Lena Dunham sensual pantsuit anthem sound alert, the Randy Rainbow sound alert, and multiple fight song sound alerts. And I set the price to half price on the alerts. But it turned out that Jesse had already set them to half price, so I really made them quarter price. He called me out for that. And then Chris chimed in on Twitter and said, "You guys sound like you're doing an infomercial with this back and forth," except he spelt fourth like the number, F-O-U-R-T-H.
And I know from being friends with you that that is not going to fly.
Blood in the water. So I replied with back and forth the way that he spelled it. And he just flew off the handle and just immediately blocked me. Honestly, shocking to me that he did this. And I really am glad he's not here to talk back to me about this because,
well, I hang on a second. I am here because you set it up beforehand to have me come in and interrupt you and pretend like you didn't know that I was here and that I was going to interrupt. And we planned this out. So here I am. It's Chris.
Chris, what are you doing here on the call?
Yeah, Chris, what the fuck? How did you even get into this call? This is an encrypted Zoom call. How did you even get here, man?
You sent me the link. You sent me two links. You sent me something, and then you're like, "Here's another link," because we record with some other shit as well, and it was all super fucking needlessly confusing, and it feels like you guys have way too much going on for what it is. But I'm here, and I'm here to defend myself and explain to the listeners why I blocked Stefan, and yes, I did block Stefan.
I mean, it's crazy that you're here. Honestly, I can't believe, I don't even know how you got in this call, and that is crazy that you're. We weren't expecting this at all, Stefan. I mean, you said before we even did this episode with Gavin, you're like, I hope Chris doesn't even listen to this. I hope he doesn't even know that this is happening.
Yeah, because I was sort of planning on talking a lot of shit about.
He sent me a Discord message. It says you can join the call now. Here's the links. I mean, I could send over.
Gavin, have you ever gotten in a fight with Chris?
Well, he actually, when he just came on, he was actually really rude to me, and he insulted like the amount of money that I might have. And it's, I don't know, it's pretty
well,
fucked up.
I will just say this. The listeners the listeners can decide who's in the right here. Because I will say, the only comment I made was that there is a noticeable disparity in the audio quality between myself, Stefan, John, and then in this other sort of area of the audio quality arena is Gavin. And it's actually the worst part of the arena. It's like sort of the bathroom area that has not been cleaned in a long time, and we're up on the stage.
But the bath, devil's advocate here, the bathroom is an important part of the arena. Because that's where you go to poop and pee.
Mm-hmm. Great. Otherwise, I wouldn't go to a stadium if I knew I couldn't pee or poop.
Yeah, because otherwise people would be pooping or peeing all around the stadium, right?
Well, that's actually not true, because actually nowadays a lot of people wear diapers to sporting events so that they don't have to get up and go, and then they poo in the diapers.
A lot of people?
Well, quite a few more people than you would like.
Interesting
to
that you would know about that, but that's, well, you know,
it's a well-known thing. I mean, I think the first time I heard about it was during the ball drop New Year's Eve. Is people, because you got stuck in.
Hey,
that.
Don't tell Dan about that.
Yeah. I wouldn't bring that up around.
Sorry, Dan.
Old Dan.
Yeah, and I don't get that. I guess I'd have to be a listener to get that.
Well, Dan, do you want to?
I've got one nut, Chris. Got one nut.
That's cool, and lots of people have one.
It's very cool. Yeah.
Dan actually did do a ball drop, if you know what I mean.
Well, now I do, yeah. Because he just told me.
Dropped his ball. Yeah,
so the reason I blocked Stefan.
Yeah, why did you block
me?
Let's hear your side of the story.
Well, okay.
And
so
people
are
all saying, I'd love to hear Chris's side of the story. That's what a lot of people say about online interactions with Chris. So,
well, there's two sides to every story, and so it is important to hear two sides.
Sometimes
if you don't believe that,
two.
John, if you don't believe that, then by all means, continue to live in your geek echo chamber that you live in. Okay, but I like
Sorry,
to
I
hear...
just don't know a lot about it. I actually go to work every day, and I don't like go to the courts and just watch trials for fun. So I don't know a whole lot about like the two sides of every story thing, but you
okay, well, I will say this, that you probably should not be going into work because it's quarantine, but
yeah,
anyways,
that's a good point.
So
points for Chris.
Thanks.
What are you calling in for?
Yeah, so the reason that I blocked Stefan is because he's a dirty little troll. But I will say that basically what happened was somebody else who was not Stefan pointed out the back and forth before Stefan did. I mean, that's pretty common online, is somebody comes up with an idea, says it, and then Stefan grabs a hold of it and sort of does it as well, and then, you know, reaps the rewards of it. But that's what happened here. He basically stole somebody else's, but I had already lost my mind on that person. I'd already said, listen, in fact...
Chris, you're totally corn cobbing right now, my dude, like a bench, and I made that
so,
up too.
So, listen, I will say this. Your listeners will love this because you're a bunch of you guys are freaks for the blocks.
Yeah.
Gavin, can you stop moving around, please, on your camera? He's standing up. He's just doing all kinds of stuff. He's managing to distract me without even doing any audio. But I think that they will actually love this because they love the blocks. Somebody replied fourth, F-O-U-R-T-H, mm-hmm. And not only did I block that person, but I actually blocked every single person that faved the reply, even people that follow me, even people that I like. So I said, I am blocking anybody who faves this reply. I made that very clear. And then after
but
the
I didn't,
fact...
But I didn't fave that reply.
I don't care. After the fact, Stefan comes in and says... back and forth. And
what
I
said the full I said the full phrase. I didn't just say fourth. You
but
know?
You can understand where my head's at in that moment. And so yes, I blocked him. And I think it's a long time coming, to be honest. Okay, Gavin, you can't make sigh noises because your audio is so bad that when you make the sigh noises, it's grating on people's ears. Okay. So you gotta mute yourself if you're gonna sigh audibly.
Did you wanna jump in though, Gavin? Like, do you have anything to say to Chris about this whole situation?
I don't even want to jump in even at the
not
slightest.
Even a show. I mean, thank you. I appreciate you sort of making a little nod to my YouTube channel, and I will get a little plug in there. Not even a show. Great episode this week.
And you know what? You know what, Chris? Gavin's here. We should bring back podcast rescue, I think.
See, because I want to be clear to everyone. Stefan's still my friend. Stefan, you know, he will be my friend. I'll go on the Go Off Kings. I'll come on here. I've had enough of his fucking trolling bullshit on Twitter.
Wait, it seems like you'll only be Stefan's friend when it benefits you.
So what are you talking about?
Something to also, you'll go on his stream. You'll do other things to bring, you know, do Stefan stuff to bring people over.
Sorry. Somehow it benefits me to go on for free and provide entertainment on his Twitch stream that he makes a significant amount of money off of. That somehow is a benefit to me. Who the fuck are you, pal? You don't even understand how the industry works. You don't understand what you talk about. Oh, you're paid in exposure. You are a scumbag. And I'll tell you what, it's ever since you moved over to New York City. Now all of a sudden you're some coastal elite. And did he tell you that he got the vaccine already?
Did he jump the line and got the vaccine?
Fuck this guy, man. Mute his mic. Okay.
Hey Chris, I do have one thing to say to you. And that's, why don't you go to my Twitter account right now and see what it says. Why don't you go take a look? Go to my your main account from @thecjs on Twitter. Why don't you check out what it says for you?
And Chris, can I just add that I went outside today, no mask.
Well, I'm checking it out, and I blocked you, so it's you're blocked, so I can't see your.
But
account.
Refresh, because I just blocked you also.
So what? I already blocked you. You're going to block me after I've already blocked you? I don't think you can even do it. I think it's a lie. Whatever. You want to save face in front of your audience. You want to act like the big man on campus.
You know whose idea it was to block you? Gavin. He DM'd me on Zoom. Sorry to blow up your spot, Gavin.
He DM'd me on Zoom to block you. Just yelling and aggressive, I said, you got to block this guy.
So, and also before I leave, and I am going to leave because this is just absolutely the last thing I'd like to be doing on my Saturday, but I do want
to
say,
you got some movies to watch. I know
that's true. I'm watching school shooter movies. I'm watching the movies Elephant, Polytechnic and If, 1968 movie If. So got a triple header of school shooter movies today, but I just want to clarify that when I came on the call, that because they're using two different recording things, these guys think that they're fucking NBC or something. They got two different. Oh, you got to do this, and you got to hook up with
NBC,
here.
Known for their podcast.
Sorry, exactly. Right. We love the NBC podcast.
All right, it wasn't the best poll. Okay,
I love the Good Morning America podcast. I listen to it every day on the way to work.
They probably do have one, but what happened was I had yet to select my microphone in the whatever audio thing that they're recording.
You weren't
with.
Even prepared.
I was just easing into the call and talking to you guys. And then what did Gavin say? Dan just said, Chris, you have to select your microphone. And Gavin said, what a fucking idiot. So I will just want to clarify that I was not going to come in with any sort of aggression whatsoever. I was going to do this fucking segment that we wanted to do. And then this guy came out right away, guns blazing. And then he pulls back and acts like I'm the one that's talking shit. And he gets all sad and starts cowering like he's fucking... what's the guy's name? Gary Valentine doing stand-up comedy. Gary Valentine is Kevin James's brother, and I once saw him doing stand-up comedy, and he started getting heckled, and he actually he just sort of cowered into the corner of the stage, and he just sort of just asked people to please stop.
I never said what a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, this is really horrible stuff to listen to. We literally recorded it, you fucking moron. It's literally recorded. So anyways, thanks guys for having
Chris,
me. Stefan's going to remain.
Is there anything you'd like to plug before you go, Chris?
Not even a show. As I mentioned, I have Laura Loomer. I have Marjorie Taylor Greene prank calls to them.
You're platforming these people. You're okay with that?
Yeah, you've already done that. You've already said that last time I think I was on here. But yeah, I do want to clarify.
He's stealing tweets from himself this time.
Now, Stefan will remain blocked, but the but I am going to do something as a result of this phone call. I am going to also block Gavin. All right, I'll see you guys later. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry you kind of got you got caught up in the collateral damage there, Gavin.
Yeah, I'm still on this. I'm still on the audio feed. Watch out what you say. Okay, I'm leaving now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Chris is off both audio feeds now, so I can. I'm sorry about that, Gavin. You got caught in the crossfire, you know.
I don't care.
You're not gonna be able to, you're not gonna be able to see his post. You won't be able to see his post anymore, you know? So
thank God.
Yeah, that's like a blessing. I don't know how I managed to avoid the block there. What can we say?
Well, you didn't really say him. You didn't really pipe up that much, you know.
Is he okay?
Well,
is he
you know,
amphetamines?
It just—it's like what could I possibly say? You know, Chris, he just—he likes to come on the show and be antagonistic,
cause trouble. You know, yeah. I don't know why we keep because like this is what happens every time, right?
He does get pretty mad.
He gets very aggressive with our guests. I'm sorry, Gavin. I apologize. You know, you're a guest. You know, you shouldn't expect.
I think
that,
your audio sounds fine. I don't know. He seemed very. It was also what I thought was a little bit suspect is that he was very critical of your audio, but then was also critical of the software we use to ensure that the audio quality is better.
Yeah, you know.
So that was
trying to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, he's
kind
of talking out of both sides of his mouth there. Which is kind of wild. If you've ever seen Chris talk, doesn't really open his mouth that much. So it must be hard for him, but.
That's a good slam on his talking style.
Well, he does do a lot of that. You can't even necessarily see his lips.
Yeah, it makes
move.
You wonder. I bet he's never had a big, juicy burger.
We could add him back to the call and ask him, you know? Because
Chris,
have
you ever had a big, juicy burger? Well, Gavin, we always like to finish off the show with a top three suggested by our guest. What do you have for us, please?
Okay, top three Nicolas Cage performances.
Ooh. This is a good one. I like this. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just because he's got some pretty great movies coming out in 2021. Yeah.
What's okay? Name a couple of them because there's one that I know I saw just like pictures from and it looks insanely good.
Prisoners of Ghostlands, which is a Japanese movie that's coming out
one.
At Sundance.
Yeah.
And then also the something of massive talent and where he plays himself.
Oh shit. Is that a Charlie Kaufman one or is that?
No, it's like some movie where he gets invited as Nick Cage. He's like, look, he needs money. He gets invited to like some billionaire eccentric, like house. And he has to go there because his like wife and child have been kidnapped.
Okay.
Some crazy log line.
Okay, that sounds good. What's your number three Nicolas Cage performance?
Okay, my number three Nicolas Cage performance has gotta be Moonstruck, the 1987 romance movie with Cher. That's my number three.
That's a great choice.
Are we gonna go around in a circle?
We're gonna go around in a circle. My number three, One of my favorite movies, Raising Arizona.
Mm.
Early Nick Cage, around the same time as Moonstruck. I feel like
Same year, 87.
Very very funny movie. It gives a great performance. Have you seen that, John? I assume Gavin has seen it.
No, so I'm just looking at his IMDb right now, and I think I've only seen five movies that he's in.
Okay.
What the fuck?
So I'm just trying to decide which three of the five I'm choosing. okay. So I will go number three. I will go with Gone in 60 Seconds. Because he's cool in that movie. Angelina Jolie is hot in that movie. And I remember when it came out, I was, I guess, 13 or 14. 15, and I thought that was like about as cool as a movie could get when I was 15. I was like, that's a sweet movie. So yeah, so I'll go with that. Gone in 60 Seconds.
That's a good choice.
Gavin,
number two,
your number
Gavin?
Two?
My number two is going to be Trapped in Paradise, 1994 comedy with Nick Cage, John Lovitz, and Dana Carvey.
Oh, what a cast.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just an absolute banger. That I will never rewatch in hopes that I ruin my idea of what it is.
Because you probably watched it like a long time ago.
Yeah,
and you're just remembering that.
Yeah, it's like Master of Disguise. Like, I don't want to watch that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I haven't seen that. Maybe I'll give that a go. My number two, this is a recent one, Mandy. I mean, that's just, it's a wonderful movie. Very gory, very psychedelic, and Very much, it seems like it was written for Nicolas Cage, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was, but he's great in it. So Mandy, number two. John, you got the IMDb up?
My number two, Lord of War. He's got like a Russian accent in that thing, I think, or Armenian or wherever he's supposed to be from in that one. I don't really
that's
remember.
That's a classic movie. That's the type of movie that you would like the page for it on Facebook. You know?
Yeah, totally. It was like that. It came out in 2005. I would have been in university. It would have seemed very cool to me. Again, you know, as a guy who's basically watched 10 movies a year for his whole life, that one stands out as just being like kind of badass, you know? I like that one as well. So that's my number two, Lord of War. Don't remember much about it. I know he was an arms dealer.
It has the cool like opening credits with like the bullet being made.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those where when you're 20, you're like, you watch a movie like that and you're like, the world's like this. This is the world, man. This is like the underside of the world I don't even know about. And you think you're like really like scholarly for having watched it. So that's my number two.
Number two.
Your number one.
Gavin.
Okay. Well, this is pretty hard actually. The number one, It was, I love Mandy. That's a good option. You know, there's other like ones that I'm leaving out, like Season of the Witch, which is a movie that doesn't make sense. But I guess when your goal is to make 500 movies in your career, you're going to do some things that are kind of, you're going to make World Trade Center. You're going to make Drive Angry, you know, you're going to make The Wicker. You're going to do a voice on G-Force, you know, the movie with the gerbils where they do a heist. Yes.
Was he a gerbil in that?
He was.
Yeah. But I do absolutely, I'd say my number one is The Weatherman, which is, I'm a big Nick Cage fan. I think he's a great actor, but I'd love the scene where he gets a Frosty thrown at him and then he's like face to face with his father, Nicolas Cage, who then tells him that he has cancer and it's just such a funny scene. He's like, Nicolas Cage gets the Frosty thrown on him and Michael Caine's like, what's this? And the guy's like, oh, it's a Frosty.
is that the one where the poster, he's got like the crossbow?
No,
that's the one where he's like a con man. What's that called?
The Weatherman is literally
Matchstick
Man is great. The poster of the Weatherman is literally him with the Frosty dripping down his coat.
Oh, okay.
It's like might be my favorite scene in all cinema.
The Weatherman was just like a redo of The Family Man, which came out in 2000, and they were both just like Nicolas Cage playing like a dejected guy that has like a shit life.
Dude, it's tough to be a white guy.
True that. Matchstick Men was awesome too, actually.
Yeah,
that was close to making my list.
My number one is Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. So Werner Herzog movie. Have you seen
that's
it?
That's a lot of
one's amazing.
He's like completely unhinged in it. It's wonderful. Like it's comparable to Mandy in terms of I was going back and forth between that and Mandy for number one, but he's like the only reason to see this movie, basically.
He's the only reason to see
that's
it.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
There's this movie that's coming out this year. It's called Willy's Wonderland, and him and like his kid get trapped in like a Chuck E. Cheese where like the animals are trying to kill them. This guy rocks.
John, you're number one.
Honestly, I think I'm going to save you guys both a lot of angry tweets and choose what is definitely Nicolas Cage's best movie, which is Adaptation.
People are going to be mad that we didn't say like Face Off or Con Air,
well,
which is
The Rock too.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised like, because I feel like Nicolas Cage is like kind of a joke. Like he's not, but he is. So it's like, I feel like I didn't really realize how many like actually great movies he's in. But yeah, I mean, he's just phenomenal in Adaptation. That's an awesome movie. I've seen it multiple times. One of the few movies I've seen multiple times. He's awesome in it. The script is really interesting, really cool. I haven't seen it in like probably 10 years. I should probably watch it again because it's really good and he is very good in it. Gavin, we are actually at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining us on this here bonus episode where we learned a lot of facts. We learned about Dan's single nut. Some fans maybe learned about the lost episode. It was great to have you as always. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to plug?
No, just like follow me on socials on Letterboxd at Gavin Matz. And I had a new Comedy Central clip that came out. It's on like YouTube and my Instagram.
Awesome. There you go. Yeah. Give Gavin a follow. Watch his Comedy Central, his most recent Comedy Central taping. And thank you all for donating to the show. We really appreciate it. This is our last bonus episode of January, which means the next few bonus episodes are all going to be a part of BP Sweeps Month. We just announced on the main episode that we're doing a trivia party episode with the Doughboys in February, which is going to be fantastic. We're also going to be doing a cameo episode live with a very special guest that we cannot tell you who it is, but it's going to be a very good one. It's going to be a really fun month in February, so look out for that. Thank you all for donating. We appreciate you. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.